was Real Estate with Flowers from their brand new album, Daniel. Still, I think, my top choice for album of the year. Still early in the year. Things can change. But so far, that's my pick. I'm Rick Todhunter. You're listening to Exactly What Nobody Wanted on WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, and streaming at WMFO.org. The show is Exactly What Nobody Wanted. Thank you for joining me so early in the morning. Hope you've had a good summer, and you're ready for the fall and the new school year. Let's see, what have we got lined up here today? Looking at my list for today, I see I've got a lot of older stuff. I don't know, maybe I'm feeling nostalgic as the fall comes on and I enter the autumn of my years. I don't know. Anyway, here's the great Robbie Fulks with She Took a Lot of Pills and Died.
Sweethearts too, life was a hell of a ride. But her star soon fell and her body got old, so she took a lot of pills and died. Well, she took a lot of pills and died. Took a lot of pills and died. Her star soon fell and her body got old, so she took a lot of pills and died. While the traffic crawled by in the street outside, she was sitting in her kitchenette, listen to the scuttle of the rats in the wall, staring at her TV set. Well, she once might have been too proud to be found in a hovel on the Lower East Side. But nothing in the world seemed to matter much now, so she took a lot of pills and died. Well, she took a lot of pills and died. Took a lot of pills and died. Nothing in the world seemed to matter to her, so she took a lot of pills and died. Something went wrong, it's 40 years on.
vodka and a cherry coke. We're going to Oklahoma to the family reunion for the first time in years. It's up at Uncle Slayton's, cause he's getting on in years. You know he no longer travels, but he's still pretty spry. He's not much on talking, he's just too mean to die. And they'll be coming down from Kansas and from West Arkansas. It'll be one great big old party like you never saw. Slayton's got his Texan pride, back in the thickets with his Asian bride. He's got an Airstream trailer and a Holstein cow. Still makes whiskey cause he still knows how. He plays that Choctaw bingo every Friday night. You know he had to leave Texas, but he won't say why. He owns a quarter section Lake Eufaula, caught a great big old blue cat on a drifting jug line. Sells his hardwood timber to the shipping mill. Cooks that crystal meth because the shine don't sell. He cooks that crystal meth because the shine don't sell. You know he likes that money. He don't. Cousin Roscoe, Slayton's oldest boy, from his second marriage up in Illinois. He's raised in East St. Louis by his mama's people, where they do things different. Thought he'd just come on down. He's going to Dallas, Texas in a semi-truck called from that big McDonald's. You know, the one that's built up on that great big old bridge across the Will Rogers Turnpike. Took the big cabin exit, stopped and bought a carton of cigarettes at that Indian smoke shop with the big neon smoke rings in the Cherokee Nation. Hit Muskogee late that night. Somebody ran a stoplight at the Shawnee Bypass. Roscoe tried to miss him, but he didn't quite. May come up from some little town way down by Lake Texoma, where he coaches football. They were 2A champions now for 2 years running, but he says they won't be this year. No, they won't be this year. And he stopped off in Tushka at that pop knife and gun place, bought a SKS rifle and a couple full cases of that steel core ammo with the bear dam primers from some East Block nation that no longer needs a man. A Desert Eagle, that's one great big old pistol. I mean 50 caliber made by badass Hebrews. And some surplus traces for that old BAR of Slayton's. Soon as it gets dark, we're gonna have us a time. We're gonna have us a time. Store that's got to run. steps up there in bright pink neon. And they're right downtown where everyone can see them. And they burn all night, you know they burn all night, you know they burn all night. Ruth Ann and Lynn, they wear them cut off breeches in them.
James McMurtry with Choctaw Bingo from his album St. Mary of the Woods. James McMurtry, of course, being the son of the great American author Larry McMurtry, author of Lonesome Dove, among other books. Before that, we heard Robbie Fulks and Linda Gale Lewis with their song Wild, Wild, Wild from the album of the same name. Another famous relative here, Linda Gale Lewis being the niece of Jerry Lee Lewis. And at the top of that set, we heard Robbie Fulks with She Took a Lot of Pills and Died from his 1996 album Country Love Songs. I'm Rick Todhunter. This is Exactly What Nobody Wanted. Thanks for joining me. I'll mix it up here a little bit, get you moving this morning with some Chemical Brothers.
Here we go! You'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Dish with the tune Flashdance from 2005. Before that, we heard Gregor Salto with Samba de Mundo from the album called Fatboy Slim Presents Bem Brasil. Why is it Fatboy Slim Presents? I don't know. Anyway, great song. Actually, it's a fun album if you have the chance to check it out. And to kick things off there, we heard the Chemical Brothers with Hey Boy, Hey Girl from their album Surrender. Like I said, looking at the list of things I've got coming up here, some of it's a little older. I guess I was feeling nostalgic. Some 90s stuff on here. A lot of 90s stuff on here. Well, I hope you enjoy it. You never know. You never know. You never know what we're going to get. Anyway, here's a set devoted to Amy Mann and some of her collaborators. So let's kick it off with her husband, Michael Penn. Yes, brother of Sean, with his song Walter Reed.
I got listening. Tonight, baby, I lost the will for fighting over. inside of the cell. It's a nucleus burning inside of the cell.
Right, a few songs by Amy Mann and some of her collaborators over the years. We started off with her husband, Michael Penn, with his song Walter Reed, followed by Amy Mann's song That's Just What You Are from I'm With Stupid, a great 1995 album. Is anybody else out there old enough to remember when Amy Mann played at the Peach Pit on Beverly Hills 90210? Anybody? Anybody remember that? No, it was just me. All right. And to finish things off there, we heard The Both with Milwaukee. And The Both is the band, the side band, made up of Ted Leo and Amy Mann. And I love that song. I think it's pretty close to a perfect rock pop song. Great hook, good lyrics, good harmonies. It pushes my buttons, man. This is Rick Todd Hunter. You're listening to Exactly What Nobody Wanted on WMFO, Tufts Reform Radio, 91.5 FM, and streaming at WMFO.org. Thanks for listening. Like I said, this is a little bit of a nostalgic show this time. I am going to take us back to the 80s now with Rank and File with the tune Sundown.
Gained and lost or never even found. It's a way past With the sleep from their eyes, let the ghost come around. I can see him now.
Science.
All right. Three songs from the 80s there, starting off with Rank and File and their song Sundown. After that, we heard Timbuk 3 with The Future So Bright, I Gotta Wear Shades. Anybody remember that song? You know, hearing it again, yeah, I don't know. It was fun at the time. Didn't they play Saturday Night Live? I think they did. I think they played Saturday Night Live at some point. Anyway, and that last song was In the Congo by the Bongos from their album Drums Along the Hudson. If you're just joining us, welcome. That was a set from the 80s. We're about to head into the 90s, and after that we will head into the 2000s, the late 2000s, I promise, before heading back even a little further. Anyway, I'm Rick Todhunter. The show was exactly what nobody wanted. Appreciate you being here today. I'm about to head into my second hour. I'll be here from 7 to 8, playing more fun tunes. And you are listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, and streaming on WMFO.org. Anyway, here's PM Dawn. So I promised some 90s tunes. Here's PM Dawn with Set Adrift on Memory Bliss.
Set adrift on memory bliss of you.
Stared at the ring finger on her hand. I wanted her to be a big PM Dawn fan, but I